Hello and welcome to our fucking podcast. It's another Monday arvo. We're just going to drop this at night because we do what we want now. There's no rules and we've gone back to when we first started when we were just like, you know what, when we feel it, we'll do it.
Is that right?
I think so, yeah. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling all right. Monday afternoon. I've been on daddy duties today and she wore me out, Matilda.
I heard you got hit in the face with a golf club. Is that true?
She's got a little plastic golf club and we've been trying to get her the last like week or so. Our dog Obi is having a holiday
at
my mum and dad's house because she's been pulling his ears and she says sorry and that, but she's still trying to get toddlers, you know, they're learning what they can and can't do. And today she whacked me in the face with a golf club.
There you go.
Out of nowhere too.
Little plastic one,
but square in the chin went smack.
Sounds like you almost cried.
And I was like in my mind, and then she just lost her mind because I took it away. And she didn't want to say sorry.
Yeah. Well, you are a dog, so I understand.
It's been an interesting day, so whatever. We're talking pods now. And it's all good. Daddy duties are over.
Daddy duties are over. But
until I go back home after this and do the rest.
It's never really over, though, is it? You're always sort of on it.
It's always
on. Do you dream about parenting? Like what you need to do and what you like?
When she wasn't sleeping through the night, you'd be dreaming, like, I just hope she doesn't wake up in the next 5 minutes. Like, I hope I get 5 more minutes sleep, but you're obviously awake telling yourself that you hope you get 5 more minutes sleep.
So, is it harder to fall asleep or is it easier because you're exhausted or because you're always sort of on? It's like you're on call, yeah?
It's like you're on call, yeah.
Feels like you're an ambo or something, mate. You're trying to get some sleep. You're a fireman.
I can't say too much because I feel like. If Em, then again,
she doesn't listen.
She was the one who got up with Matilda a lot, I'll be honest.
Yeah, look at you. You're trying to suck up and...
She's not even listening, I'm still sucking up.
But your mum might pass it on because she listens to every single episode, doesn't she?
Yeah, hopefully the good news travels back and getting the good books for a day or so.
Yeah, I caught up with Blair the other day. I forgot to tell you. It was so funny. He's just like, he's talking about like, oh, I listen to some guest episode. You know, he's just brutally honest. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm just listening to some. But okay, have you listened to Hot or Not on that? Do you know? And he goes, nah, don't listen to that. I was just like, oh, okay.
Some people are harsh, aren't they?
I was like, that's our best episode.
Well, so you think it is.
I think it is. I feel like people hang out for Hot or Not. I feel like that's our probably hit single.
We've come out firing, though, with guests to start the year. Connor Archbold, co-founder of Tracksuit.
He's the founder. There's no one helping. He's co-CEO.
No co.
Yeah, it's full founder.
Full founder.
Would you like...
Full frontal.
Would you like being called a co-founder if you were the actual founder? If you were solo? Or would you be an... Or it's almost a compliment. There must be two people doing this.
There has to be. I feel like we've been trying to get him on the pod for ages and...
A year and a half.
Talking about brand and startups and how do you like track that? What good looks like for people doing brand? This is one of the episodes that I feel like they've been in the news for so long and stoked to be able to sit down. He's so smart.
I wish I was Kiwi. Sometimes.
He was a bit of an everything, though, didn't he?
He had a different accent.
Accent had a bit of a twang. There was like...
Yeah, it was like, what are you?
Not that I say that, but it's like felt like asking a little bit.
It's like, whereabouts in Finland are you from? He's got a bit of everything, and that's what's cool. I don't know. I just wish I had an interesting story like that.
He
was an interesting dude, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he'd lived experience, you know, global citizen.
Oh, you're not a good way to put it.
You lived in Canada for a little bit.
Yeah. I used to want to be a ski holiday. Yeah? No, I was working very hard.
Ski holiday. And you're
$10 an hour.
And now all of a sudden you're a global citizen. You know? You've been to one country, stayed in one little fucking outback town.
I've traveled. I'm cultured. I know a lot about the world, actually. Yeah. I don't live in my little bubble.
You eat your fried rice. Don't you?
What's wrong with fried rice?
It's so bland.
What about you?
No soy.
You go to Cambodia once and you're just like, oh, yeah. Look at this country. We're so lucky. Perspective.
Going to temples.
Perspective Hicks. He come back and he started journaling and started meditating.
Don't get me started on journaling and meditating.
I feel like every week we get started on that and I like it.
It pisses me
off. Winding you up.
Hey, in the news, Adam Jacobs has been on the news. Former guest of the show. Co-founder. Co-founder? I keep saying co-founder. I'm just assuming there's two, but one of the founders of The Iconic back in the day. And his new business, Hatch, which is how, like what it says on the article, is Seek for Gen Z.
There you go. And who wrote the article?
David Swan.
Hey, we love Swan.
Another former guest of the show.
Yeah. He's just got a new gig, didn't he? He's at the Sydney Morning Herald or some shit.
The Age. He's doing
The Age.
They must write
Chief Technology writer. We're waiting for our article, Swanny. So if you're listening... There's plenty to write about here. We can be vulnerable. We'll open up to you.
They're doing cool things though, Hatch. I feel like helping the next generation find jobs and
especially these times.
Weird times, isn't it?
Weird times, and I feel like that's there's not much funding going around, but it's going to this
seven company. 7 mil.
Yeah, which I think is well purposed.
Track record? Do you reckon it's because he's got a good track record? And they've obviously got some stats on the board, and we talked to
Wouldn't
a
hurt,
while now and covered what they've done, and they got a bunch of people on board early and interested in what they're doing. So feels like money's really only flowing from a market perspective. I know we're going to touch on some Dream Big Social Club stuff at the end, but it really is only flowing to things at the moment that has market traction.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
People with experience, market traction.
Out of all the convos that we've had, you don't really hear much stuff of like people early in their journey getting much help and support at the moment.
Well, there's a lot of fake stuff out there. Let's just put it that way. But yeah, it is interesting. Love Adam. Maybe we should get him on again.
That'd be
I feel
cool.
like round number two.
You can tell him. You can tell a story about when we had that breakfast and you blamed the chicken.
Yeah, well, it was the chicken.
We went up to Sydney. We went up to
Everyone's heard this story.
I know, but for those who want a little bit of a rehash, we went up to Sydney for the Startmate demo day, and we were meant to have breakfast in Bondi with Adam Jacobs. And Locke spent the night vomiting, and he sent the little texty, and Adam was nice enough to message me as well to make sure Locke was okay, which I think is quite nice.
Almost too nice.
Almost too nice. Yeah. And
serial killer nice.
You blame the dry rub chicken.
It was the dry rub chicken. We were standing next to the kitchen all night, pretty much, and they were serving it to us all night. And I was like, wow, all these 10 different drinks and 10 different spirits isn't affecting me. It's the chicken. You know, I was like, you know when you just know? I had the satay sticks and I'm like, hang on, is this pink? What's going on here?
That's true. Well, you've joined the Jacana Valley Social Club, golf social club at the moment.
So have you.
I've been.
You actually have too.
I've been joining. I'm a new member. New member.
It feels like a cult too.
And you were in.
We're drinking blood
you
in
had
the morning.
Your first ever golf comp on the weekend.
Yeah.
And what time did you get up on Sunday?
5:15 a.m. Well, I got up.
It's like an addiction, isn't it? It's like people who like surfing. See, for me,
yeah.
People who like surfing so much, sometimes they get up. Like Simon Anderson, one of our mates, with his wedding next week.
This week.
Yeah, he gets up in the crack of dawn. Like he's out there when the sun's coming up. Mm. 5 o'clock in the morning, he's in the water.
Mm.
I love surfing.
But not that much.
Yeah. Like I need at least a little bit until the first lot of sharks have fucked off a little bit. Golf, 5:15
For obsessive people.
5:15 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
It's committing. I'm up early anyway. I get up an hour earlier. Who cares?
I'm up at that time anyway, but with Matilda.
Yeah.
But I can't believe you're up.
It's an easy drive. I'm pumping the Rick Shields podcast, listening to golf on the way to golf.
You're obsessed.
Yeah.
And how did you go in the first ever golf comp?
So I played, we were all grouped up. I think there was about 15 to 20 people down there. And they're all old boys, you know. We're definitely the youngest there, me, Ryan, and Billy, which is the brother-in-laws and dad. So we all played in a group of four. Dad actually won the whole comp, and he went well.
He's pretty happy with himself.
Yeah, he shot pretty well. He actually hit him really well. He'd be happy. Putted well. And then I shot at 122, I think on a par 70 or par 72 or something. So I had one of the worst days I've ever had. Actually, it's the biggest score I've ever hit. But I come fourth in the comp because they gave me a handicap of 50.
Do you think that – what is it about competition that really sets you on edge?
Oh,
is
it pressure? Just the first
is it pressure moments,
though? I just didn't know what to expect. And honestly, I was a bit stiff. I hit a birdie. I chipped one in from 30 metres.
Well, the bright lights putted. Too bright? Is that what is, that, oh, I don't is know. That what it is here?
I'm known to perform on the big stage, though. Like grand finals in the past. Like, I've never failed.
That was maybe at 14. You now
– Yeah.
What I'm saying now is
– Hey, it's round one into a long season of golf.
32.
Who cares?
Are the lights too bright?
No. I'm laying it up, see. If I get a high handicap now and all of a sudden I shoot my normal
score.
Is there
like club champs or something like that?
Yeah, at the end of the season. So they've given me a handicap of 50, which I think they're just trying to make me feel.
You're doing like pool shark sort of things where you're just acting shit.
It wasn't really deliberate.
By just playing your real game.
No, honestly, I was getting a feel for the course and I hit a few shots and just off the fairway, drove them a mile and they were like right behind trees and that. So I reckon I had to take 4 or 5 drops there.
It's disappointing, isn't it?
It's disappointing. But anyway, I don't know. Just keep following along with our content and you'll see hopefully the scores progress because I spend a lot of time thinking about it. Nice. So if it doesn't, I'll be disappointed.
It is nice to have something outside of the pod for the last few years to just go and do.
Yeah.
You know, like I had surfing, but I've said a couple of times, like I've never seen you just like motivated to get out there and do something.
Something else that isn't work. That isn't
we like, had, yeah, that isn't yeah. work. We had music in that for a while, but
yeah,
when you had the band, what was the song that you sung? What was the band?
Shorts,
the band. Is it on Spotify?
Nah, it's not on Spotify. You can get it on Bandcamp.
Bandcamp. It's on YouTube though, isn't it?
Shorts. I think there is
Zika,
one song.
Z-Y-K-A.
You know what
by
it is.
By Shorts?
You know what it
How
is.
How does it go? Can you sing the chorus?
I can't sing the chorus, but you just have to find out
See
for
the
yourself.
Bright lights, mate. You don't like the bright lights.
No,
sing
you don't have to
song.
Shine it on me. Let's talk about your AFL career.
Well, the bright lights weren't too big. Kicked a goal.
Weren't too big. You kicked one goal.
Yeah, in front of 55,000.
You reckon you were robbed by Matty White?
Heard the roar.
For real though, when you're going out into the, were you shitting yourself?
No. I was nervous before the game.
Who do you think you are, Cyril Rioli?
I was more nervous before the game.
Yeah, that's what I mean, before the game.
But only because it was my first game. I was just nervous about just excited and nervous. But when I was out there, didn't feel
well, like, there's no expectation on you, really. It's just like, it's your first game, whatever.
Well, you know, but as in, like, I wasn't out there going, oh, my God, I can't believe there's people in the stands. I was like, this is...
How do you think you go in pressure moments? Well, just in life?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. Could be better.
Could be better.
If I could have kicked a few more goals instead of points, hit the post and shit.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit different.
Well, how do you think we went under the bright lights of the Today Show about 3 years ago with Rebecca Gidney?
That was a setup though, wasn't it?
It was.
We got our worst questions ever. It wasn't a topic that we needed to be talking about. Just, it wasn't ideal.
Do you feel like we both performed pretty poorly? After video calls and meetings and stuff with people with work, do you assess your performance? Like you did the other week, you're like, oh, I was pretty poor.
At times I do. At times I do.
Yeah. It's good. You like to reflect a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a reflector.
You like thinking.
Too much sometimes.
Overthinking?
No, not overthinking, but I do like to reflect. Yeah. Reflection is positive. It's self-development and growth.
Let's reflect on the weekend that was with Tay-Tay just taking over Australia, pretty much. Melbourne.
Every time I had the radio on a bit while I was driving around.
That's old school.
Emma and Matilda in the car.
Listening to callback radio.
Honestly, she was on, it was like back-to-back songs on every station. It was Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And what's with everyone dressing up before the thing? They all had bangles on.
You just don't like it when people are having a good time, do you? Is it something about it where you just like, fuck
fun?
Them?
What's this fun they're all having? I don't get it. It's not
like 100,000 people rocking for 3 nights in a row and you're like, yuck.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, I don't like her music that much. So it's a bit like,
I just respect
what does she represent?
I just think she's cool because she writes all her own tunes. And for the amount of money people pay, for the amount of money people pay for a ticket, she plays for 3.5 hours. I think that's respect.
3.5 hours?
3.5 hours. I feel like you get your money's worth. That's pretty sick.
How much is the tickets?
I don't know. I think there'd be cheaper ones up in
there. You're saying get your money's worth. You don't even know what they cost.
Yeah, but I'm sure
they'd be. Thing to say.
I'm sure they'd be over $100.
Oh, okay.
And for someone to play for 3.5 hours every night, I feel like that's a good effort.
Big stadium. You don't? I don't get the big stadiums everywhere else.
You don't like celebrities on that though. You've never been hooked on celebrities besides Michael Jordan. You used to jack off to all his fucking highlights, didn't you?
No, I only like other. I like certain celebrities, but not
Kelly Slater.
Kelly Slater,
you'd melt, wouldn't you? If you saw him up at the fruit and veg shop, Tom's Marketplace or something.
I'd be pretty happy, yeah.
Would you?
My brother-in-law Sam, he got to play a round of golf with him.
That's crazy.
At 13th Beach.
Yeah.
They end up coming up to him. And they said, oh, instead of letting Sam and his mate go through, they said, you just want to play together. And they play as a four.
That's crazy.
17 holes or something like that.
You're kidding.
How crazy is that? And so he wasn't really into surfing at the time. He knew who he was, but he didn't really. He's like, oh, yeah.
He probably liked that.
Whereas now it's like.
He's probably watching Sam Shock.
It's like, my dad loves Kelly Slater. So that would be. It's mind blowing for him to hear that story. And
Sam's
that,
just like, yeah.
And Sam's very nonchalant about it. You know what I mean?
He's really nonchalant in a way that he wants everyone to know, though.
Yeah, he does do that.
You know that Kelly Slater guy? Oh, yeah, just played a few holes with him. How did he say he hit him? How did they both hit him?
Oh, I can't remember. Sam, no idea. Yeah. Sam's a good golfer.
How do you reckon you'd go if we were playing with Kelly Slater and Mick Fanning and me and you were paired up and it was a group of four?
I think I'd go fine, yeah.
You reckon you'd...
I'd lock in competitively.
You'd be such a little pest leech, I reckon. You'd just be hanging around him asking all the questions.
Not really.
What's your favourite lift? What's your favourite
Not
ride?
Really. That would be you, mate.
I don't know the lingo.
You know, you've been asking a lot of people when we go out for coffees and restaurants and that lately. You've got a real thing going on at the moment where you're asking, what's good here to all the waitresses?
I'm trying to make conversation.
Yeah, but they don't.
You're not friendly. I'm a friendly person.
But you're making the people who work at these places uncomfortable.
No, I'm not.
You're putting them on the spot and they're like, just fucking look at the menu, you idiot. That's what they're. One of them literally was like,
what's popular?
I just
here?
Passed you the menu. Have a look.
What's wrong with saying what's popular here? What's good to. That because that way you get the proper food.
She was honestly, she was walking away and you pretty much called her back just to ask her a question. She said,
I saw you turtlenecking.
Oh,
you just don't like any interaction.
Made me feel uncomfortable.
Like if we're going through Coles or whatever, you're not talking to the person who's scanning your stuff, are you?
I talked to him today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, see.
How's your day
going? I reckon that's very forced for you. I feel like your face cracks when you do stuff like that.
No, it doesn't.
I don't reckon you're that friendly.
Anyway, we've got some big news.
I'm sorry for being too friendly.
We've got some big news coming, Dream Big Social Club. New clients coming. Hopefully by the end of Feb, we'll get to make some new announcements.
Yeah.
Much more content coming out. I know we promised last week for the newsletter to come out, but we were just waiting on a couple of things to add in before we drop the first edition for the year.
There's no point just doing it now, is there? When we've got so much.
There's stuff coming. So we're just waiting to brew it up a little bit. Had some pretty big meetings last week, which will hopefully, can't announce it. It sounds so wanky saying we can't announce things, but there are some big meetings on the books. We've had some stuff happening in the background. The world's starting to turn back on. Excited for all things Dream Big Social Club. And if you haven't already, go on our link tree.
Yeah.
And sign up to the newsletter because you'll be first to announce when things are coming. But Dream Big Coffee Club coming soon. Newsletter coming out soon. New clients announced soon. Some other special announcements coming soon. So lots of things coming soon. Enjoy
Robbie's entering the Pan Pacific Games this year.
For the second time.